Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Moments ago, the flood watch was extended to include the Triangle, and we continue to track widespread rain for the lunch hour. I'll let you know when this round moves out and the next one moves in, coming up.
Once the phone calls go away, once the cameras go away and folks are on to another issue, we'll be there to support you in every way.
Search and recovery operations are underway in Baltimore as the Coast Guard assesses the hazmat threat caused by the bridge collapse.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. A code red lockdown at Grace Creek High School this morning out of Cumberland County. What we know about that incident and what's happening right now.
The day got off to a very soggy start across our viewing area, and now that flood watch has been extended to include the Triangle. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. We have team coverage for you with the storm tracker on the roads. Brian Schrader is monitoring traffic, but we'll begin with meteorologist Kat Campbell with his brand new flood watch, Kat.
Yes, and the flood watch was in effect earlier for our eastern counties, but we just got word moments ago. It's been extended to include almost all of our viewing area, including Fayetteville, the Triangle. The only county not included at this point is Mecklenburg County, Virginia. We're talking 3 to 4 inches of rain. That is a lot of rain that will be possible. The cold front has stalled, and that means that it is stuck over central North Carolina, and we'll see these waves of rain develop and move across the cold front, and that's why we have this threat for so much rain over the next 24 hours. We have a widespread round of rain moving through during the lunch hour. This will continue to move from the southwest to the northeast. So I think over the next 2 hours, this wave of rain will be moving out, but we're going to set up another wave of rain for moving in this evening. There have been a few bolts of lightning detected, some in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, one in Vance County a little bit earlier, and we still have widespread rain across Durham, Chapel Hill, and Raleigh, a pretty steady rain for us right now. But the rain's starting to move out of Fayetteville and the Sandhills, and that trend should continue over the next couple of hours. Still, it's going to be wet everywhere for the evening commute. You can see the wet roads that we are seeing out there. It's an 80% chance for rain by 6 o'clock and a 90% chance of rain by 7 o'clock this evening. Futurecast continues to show this lunchtime wave of rain clearing out closer to 2 o'clock. And then as we get toward the evening commute, we should begin to see our next band of showers moving in. By the evening hours, some of these bands of rain will be heavier, creating some downpours and greater issues out there with heavy rain later tonight. This, of course, could lead to an issue on the roads for the evening commute. Brian Schrader standing by with a closer look at what the roads could be like as we head into the later evening hours.
Kat, already pretty messy here at the lunch hours. We take a live look at the Beltline 440 at Lassiter Mill Road on that westbound side. We have a crash creating some delays as you head away from Capitol Boulevard back toward Glenwood Avenue. Latest sensor update. You can see the backup showing up there beginning around the Six Forks Road area. About a 10-minute delay overall. Also just getting a report of a crash with injuries on Capitol Boulevard right around Star Mount Drive. Northbound traffic looking pretty bad out there as you head up toward the Lewisburg Road split. Also seeing wet roads in Durham as we take a live look at I-40 out at 751. And as Kat showed us there with Futurecast, we're going to be dealing with this all the way through the afternoon into the evening commute. Another look at live dual Doppler 5000 radar shows some pretty significant rain over the northern part of Wake County and also into Durham. We have the WRAL storm tracker on the road this afternoon. Eric Miller is there on the east side of Raleigh heading out toward Knightdale. Eric, what do you see?
Oh, Brian, we just got onto 87 here in between Raleigh and Knightdale and Wendell. It is very wet, very damp out here. The kind of day you really want to stay home. You don't want to have to be out in this if you don't have to be. We are also definitely seeing some backups here. You can see as we pass this exit here, just a half mile from that 440-87 interchange, you can see traffic really slowing down to a halt here. You can also see just how wet the roads are at this point. We haven't seen a lot of ponding, but certainly some of those low-lying areas definitely have some standing water there. Some folks throwing up those rooster tails as they've come flying through today. As we always say on days like this, it is a good time to take it slow, to be safe, give yourself a little bit of extra time, extra space as you're stuck behind other drivers. You can see for us right now, we are getting stuck in this traffic. Of course, we'll keep a very close eye on conditions from the storm tracker. We'll let you know what we're seeing. I'll send it back to you in the studio.
All right, Eric, thanks. And be sure to download the WRL News app. It allows you to watch radar in real time to see when storms are in your area. Be sure you have the WRL News app installed on your phone. Turn on alerts to get notified about severe weather in your location. It is free wherever you download your apps.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRL Live Center out of Cumberland County. I want to give you this live look at Grace Creek High School this morning. Some scary moments, actually, when a potential threat by a teen sent that school into a code red lockdown. Now, according to school officials, a student made a verbal threat that he was going to, I'm quoting here, empty a clip on the school. Here's what we were told by a Cumberland County school spokesperson when we pressed that district for answers about what happened there.
There was never a shooting at Grace Creek today. There was a threat of violence, but thankfully, because of the quick response of law enforcement, we were able to resolve that situation, and all students and staff are safe.
Again, this is a live look at Grace Creek High School right now. As the district spokesperson just said, all students and staff are safe. WRL's Brett Neese is there at the scene. Look for a live report from him in terms of what's happening there now, coming up at 12:30.
Overnight, crews found an important element that could tell them why a cargo ship lost power and control and rammed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Six men, all construction workers, are still.
We have new information now about a threat of violence at a Cumberland County high school this morning. We broke that news in the Life Center at the beginning of this newscast. Let's get to WRL's Brett Neese live on the scene at Grays Creek High School. Brett, what do we know?
What we know, Michelle, right now is that a father and his son are in custody with the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office after this all took place just a couple of hours ago here at Grays Creek High School. I'm going to step behind the camera to show you what the scene looks like now. They went under a code red lockdown for a short period of time because of this threat that was made. Things are back to normal now. We have plenty of students that have been coming and going over the last 30 minutes or so since I've been here at Grays Creek High School. But what we do know is from a school official that the teen made the threat that he was going to, quote, empty a clip on the school, end quote. So that is what prompted all of the response that they had with that code red. They had law enforcement swoop in and really deal with this quickly. But they did put the school under a code red lockdown. School officials telling us they did that. That's because of precautionary reasons, because they weren't sure exactly how that threat was going to unfold at that point. Then that situation escalated between that father and that teenager and school officials and law enforcement here at the scene. They were taken into custody. We're working to learn more information from the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office about who that father is and why he was involved and why it escalated to the degree that it did. But they are no longer under that code red lockdown that they were under just for a brief period of time here this morning. We're working to learn more information. We'll keep you updated. Live in Hope Mills, Brett Neese, WRL News.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, we want to show you brand new video into our newsroom this noon hour of the family members of Ahmaud Arbery rallying outside the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta today after attorneys for the three men convicted of murdering Arbery appeal the hate crime convictions. At today's hearing, the attorneys for father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan argued prosecutors failed to prove that Arbery was confronted because of his race. Well, that shooting in Glenn County neighborhood made headlines back in 2020. The three men was convicted of chasing Arbery through a subdivision, eventually shooting and killing him. No word yet on when that three-judge panel will issue their ruling. Of course, the Arbery family says they will continue to fight for justice for Ahmaud Arbery.
A controversial new law in Texas remains on hold. It would allow state officials to arrest and detain people entering the U.S. illegally. It would also empower state judges to order people to be deported to Mexico. In a 2-1 vote, the Court of Appeals ruled the measure cannot go into effect while legal challenges play out in the courts. The same court temporarily froze the law March 19th, just hours after the Supreme Court said it could go into effect. Today, lawyers for Hunter Biden will try to get all, if not some of the 9 charges in his felony tax evasion case dismissed. Prosecutors say he failed to file his taxes on time, missed deadlines to pay his IRS debts, and engaged in a criminal tax evasion scheme over several years. Biden's lawyers argue prosecutors caved to outside pressure from Republicans to target Biden because his father is president. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty.
Millions will be flocking to parts of the country hoping to catch a glimpse of the total solar eclipse. The total solar eclipse will cut a path across 13 states, darkening parts of the country for several minutes as the moon passes between the sun and the earth. Gazers will experience up to 4.5 minutes of complete darkness. For those in the path of totality, scientists say the air temperature will drop and often an eerie silence will blanket the area. In return, they'll be able to catch a glimpse of the sun outer atmosphere, which is usually obscured by the brightness of the sun. Scientists will use the celestial event as an opportunity to learn more about space.
The reason why it's so important is that this area of the sun, the corona, that's where space weather starts. And it can move out into the rest of our solar system so we can help the astronauts on the ISS and other spacecraft that may be in the path of that, even how it can interfere with Earth's atmosphere.
Wildlife may also experience an unexpected interruption in their daily routine when the moon blocks the sunlight. You might hear crickets chirp as if they would kind of around dusk. Birds might be quieter and bats might come out because they think it's darker.
All happening April 8th. Can't wait to see what goes down. Now, Kat Campbell's over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're looking at that radar. It looks like all of our viewing area could be getting rain at any point.
You know, the triangle's still dealing with the widespread rain right now, and we've got more on the way. So as this wave moves out, more will come. The WRL Storm Tracker is in Zebulon right now, where the rain is coming down. WRL's Eric Miller there. How are the roads looking right now, Eric? Hopefully no big traffic delays. We're not seeing any big issues there on the roads in Zebulon. So we'll hear from Eric coming up in just a little bit here on WRAL. But a lot of rain lingering around the triangle. We are starting to dry out, though, in the Sand Hills and Fayetteville. Next will be Harnett County as well as Johnston County starting to dry out. And over the next hour, we should actually begin to dry out here in the triangle as this wave of rain moves to the northern part of our viewing area. And then another comes later on this evening. In Durham, you can see it is gray. Visibility is low. The DBAP, they've got the tarp on the field right now, just under a week until the season kicks off there. 52 degrees right now, pretty chilly day in Durham, a northeast wind around 8 miles per hour. So it's a dreary looking day outside. The good news is we have a wonderful weekend to look forward to once we get past this. Rainfall over the past 24 hours, about a quarter of an inch in Durham. These numbers are going to be going up. We also had about a quarter of an inch in Fayetteville and Southern Pines, the eastern part of our viewing area, Rocky Mountain. This is all coming your way, and there will be a lot of it. We should see widespread 1 to 2 inch totals with some 2 to 4 inch totals mixed in, especially in our eastern counties where we have the highest potential for flooding, but the entire area now under the flood watch through 8 o'clock tomorrow. So let's talk about when the heavier rain gets here. We'll see another band of some scattered showers move in between 3 and 5 o'clock for kids heading home on the school bus and when you're leaving work today. It's not going to be widespread yet, but as we get toward dinner time tonight, I think we see the rain become more widespread. And then after 8 o'clock is when some of the heaviest rain is likely to move in. You can see all the red here on Futurecast. We're going to have some pretty heavy bands of rain moving through overnight, and those are going to be with us tomorrow morning. So an early heads up, I would leave extra time for your morning commute. Before you leave the house tomorrow morning, I think the commute's going to be a pretty messy one. Still looking at widespread and some heavy rain through 8 a.m., even through lunchtime in our eastern counties. But by lunchtime, the rain should begin to lighten up here in the triangle tomorrow, and we see a drying trend for the afternoon hours tomorrow. It's still going to be a pretty gray day throughout the day, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain all day long. Best chances come early in the day. For tonight, we'll see temperatures ranging from the mid-40s to the mid-50s. Showers likely, perhaps a rumble of thunder. The severe weather threat in South Carolina and a bit closer to Wilmington for today and tonight. Tomorrow, just 57 for the high. More showers likely. It's going to be some heavy rain early in the day. And then looking ahead past tomorrow, we see temperatures rebound, more sunshine. It ends up being a gorgeous weekend for us. Upper 60s by Friday, mid 70s Saturday, Easter Sunday, 80 degrees under partly cloudy skies. All around, we just got to get through the next 24 hours, and then we've got some better weather on the way.
Yeah, it looks really nice for Easter Sunday. Thanks, Kat. The Olympic Games gets the official stamp of approval from organizers. We'll share the avant-garde rendition of some of the most iconic sites in Paris.
Plus, Uber is offering a new family-friendly option for riders. How the company is increasing safety measures for its tiniest customers. Well, there are lots of clouds over Fayetteville right now as you take a live look from our WRL Live Cam network. It is 59 degrees. If you're getting rain there, it's going to be a chilly rain, no question, this afternoon.
Uber is adding a new feature for its youngest riders. The Uber car seat allows users to request a vehicle with a car seat available. The ride-sharing company doesn't require kids to be in car seats. However, they do require drivers to comply with local laws. And an Uber driver can refuse to take your family if you don't have a safe way to restrain your child. The company says the new feature will make traveling for families stress-free. And the Federal Trade Commission is taking a closer look at TikTok. The agency is investigating if the short-form video app violated the Children's Online Privacy Protection Rule. Federal investigators are also looking into allegations of unfair or deceptive business practices. The FTC could file a lawsuit or settle with the company in the coming weeks.
Paris 2024 organizers unveil the official stamps for the Olympic and Paralympic Games. The graphic Art Deco look incorporates Parisian icons like the Eiffel Tower and the Seine River. Designers say it celebrates the spirit of the Games and the City of Lights. The stamp costs $2.12 U.S. There'll be 800,000 copies of this stamp made, which will be on sale to the public starting April 5th. It is a dark, gloomy, rainy day all across much of our viewing area. We are tracking the system here in the WRL Severe Weather Center, as well as out on the roads with the WRL Storm Tracker. You have a live look right now. Live team coverage continues for you at 12:30. Plus,
now that we've transitioned to the recovery phase, my promise to them is this: I will devote every single resource to making sure that you receive closure.
And from search and rescue to search and recovery, we'll have an update on the bridge collapse in Baltimore. And as we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Take your time out on the roads this noon hour. Scattered showers and storms pushing through the area, causing some really slick roads.
Meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WRL Severe Weather Center, where we have received a flood watch right off the top of the hour here, and that could affect our evening commute as well.
Absolutely, especially tonight and tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning's commute is going to be even worse because you'll have all this rain that we've seen today. We're just going to keep adding to that. We could see 3 to 4 inches of rain in spots, especially in the eastern part of our area, but we're looking at widespread totals around 2 inches. So that's going to add up to a lot of rain. The flood watch in effect for almost all of our area until 8 o'clock tomorrow. We have had this widespread band of rain moving through between 10 a.m. through now, but we're going to see this gradually moving out, especially closer to about 2 o'clock. We're already starting to dry out in the Sand Hills, Fayetteville, as well as Harnett County. We should see that drying trend over the next hour or two here in the Triangle as this all continues to move to the north and east. Let's take a zoomed in view here of some of the areas seeing the heavier rain right now. It's moving into Halifax County, moving through Nash County along I-95. And to the south, we don't have as much heavy rain showing up anymore, but we do still have some lingering showers around Clinton. Looking ahead on future counts for the remainder of the evening, as I mentioned, that band of rain moves out of here up into Virginia. We'll still see cloudy skies and some spotty showers left behind it. And then we'll see our next band start to move in around 5 o'clock. That's going to be with us through the evening hours. Notice as we get toward 8 o'clock, especially around and after dinner time, you see more red showing up on future casts. We've got some of these heavier pockets of rain on the way, especially late tonight. This is going to be a widespread, soaking band of rain that's going to be moving through while you're sleeping and lasting into the morning commute. Coming up, I'll let you know when this pattern moves out of here and when we see a big pattern change. Brian Schrader standing by with a closer look at what the roads are looking like for the lunch hour. Brian?
Kat, let's take a live look at I-40 out at Old Reedy Creek Road. This is West. Westbound traffic. traffic heading to the left side of the street. And up there in the upper right-hand corner, you see a state trooper on the side of the road. They have a minor crash out there, but it's causing some pretty significant delays from Wade Avenue out to 540, an 11-minute backup. So if you're heading to the airport here for the next little while, you might consider using 54 out to Airport Boulevard or Aviation Parkway as an alternate route. We have a few other crashes on those wet roads around Wake County. Not seeing any big delays with those at this point. Also in Durham, roads are looking good according to the sensors, but certainly with that live camera out at I-40 at 751, we're seeing some pretty nasty conditions. A reminder as you head out in those showers this afternoon, whenever your windshield wipers are on, your headlights also need to be on. Here's a look at live dual Doppler 5000 radar, and you can see it is wet through the triangle, especially from the triangle area onto the north. We're going to head just east of Wake County out to the WRL storm tracker on 64, heading into Spring Hope toward Nashville, and Eric Miller in the passenger seat. Eric, how's it looking?
Well, Brian, it's looking like one of those days that you just kind of want to stay inside, maybe grab a cup of hot chocolate and avoid all this rain. I can tell you it is nasty out here. Taking a live look outside right now, 6487, just past the Spring Hope area at this point. You can see those wipers working hard this afternoon. The rain is still very much coming down and the roads certainly looking wet. As we've been driving around today the last couple of minutes, you can see as we pan down, things very damp here. We've seen cars off to the side of the road in some places. In one case, spun around facing the wrong direction. In another case, a car that went off the side of the road down into the tree line. Certainly some folks out here seem to be getting themselves into trouble with these wet conditions that we're seeing. In general, of course, you want to take it slow. This is a day you don't want to have to be in a rush. You want to give yourself that extra time between you and the car in front of you. Don't be taking it too fast because these roads are wet. They are slippery out here today. And as Brian said, if your wipers are on, you do want to have those headlights on as well. Of course, we'll be keeping a close eye on conditions as we continue to head down 64 towards Rocky Mountain. We'll let you know what we're seeing out here. I'll send it back to you.
Eric, thanks. WRL has you covered when it comes to tracking this severe weather. When we're not on the air, you can track it on the WRL News app. Be sure you have it installed on your phone. Turn on the alerts to get notified about severe weather in your location. It's available for free for Apple and Android devices.
Well, we are gathering new information about a threat of violence at a Cumberland County high school this morning. We broke that news in the Live Center at the beginning of this newscast. And WRL's Brett Neese is live on the scene at Grays Creek High School. Brett, what have you learned in the past 15 minutes?
Michelle, since this all took place, the code red lockdown has since been lifted. But what prompted it, we've learned from school officials, is this teenager that's involved at the center of all of this said, quote, he was going to, quote, shoot up the school, empty a clip on the school. I mean, it's a very violent threat, and that verbal threat is what caused all of this lockdown to happen. There's a video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker showing you what the scene looked like now that the lockdown has lifted. Things have moved back to normal. What we've learned from Cumberland County school officials also is that they quickly responded to that verbal threat. They had law enforcement here at the scene make sure that that threat was not going to be acted upon. We do know that the teenager at the center of all of this, his father, was also here at the school. Both of them were taken to the sheriff's office, working to learn whether or not any charges will come out of all of this. The good news is that no shots were fired. Nobody was hurt out of any of this that unfolded around 10 this morning. And as soon as we get some more details from the Cumberland County school system and the sheriff's office, we'll, of course, pass them along. We'll keep you updated both on air and online. Live in Hope Mills, Brett Neese, WRL News.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, the investigation into the bridge collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge there in Baltimore ramping up this noon hour as we see the mangled wreckage of that bridge draped across that cargo ship. Now, the search and rescue mission continues for the six missing construction workers who were on that bridge when it collapsed. There were several briefings that happened. There's the Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg answering questions as well. The NTSB now analyzing the data recorder, or black box, if you will, for a timeline leading up to that crash. Also, NTSB officials saying interviews with crew members from that ship will be happening today. Of course, we'll continue to monitor the story for any new developments.
Sports betting has only been legal in North Carolina for a little over 2 weeks, but it is off to a strong start. That was the report to state gaming officials today. WREL's Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie joins us live in studio with a breakdown of the numbers. Laura, I can only imagine, because people were so excited about this.
You know, yeah, and it's funny to think it's only been just a couple of weeks here in North Carolina. It became legal at noon on March 11th. That was the Monday of the ACC week, right? It looks like plenty of people in this state took advantage of that opportunity. State sports gambling director Cheryl Carpenter told the commission that just in the first 12 hours sports gambling was legal, about $24 million was bet in the state, $13 million was paid out to winners. By the end of the first week, North Carolinians bet $198 million, although nearly half of that was promotional dollars given out by those sports books to get you to sign up, of course.
We also, I do want to bring attention that North Carolinians also received $141,588,000 in winnings. I do believe that has to do with NC State and North Carolina doing pretty well in the basketball tournament.
Bad. Carpenter told the Lottery Commission that sports betting is on track to handle nearly $600 million in bets the first month here in the state. That is comparable to Massachusetts, where mobile gambling just started last year. Carpenter couldn't say yet exactly how much tax revenue is being generated. That's because the numbers have to be audited and adjusted before they get their final total. Michelle?
Oh, but those are some big numbers, and we are only getting started. Laura Leslie, live in studio. Thanks, Laura.
Coming up, health insurance companies are shelling out a lot of cash for weight loss drugs. How much it's increased over the last 5 years.
And we do just about anything to make those allergy symptoms go away. But one doctor thinks a certain drug could make things worse. We'll explain coming up. And for news, traffic, and weather of the day, make sure to download the WREL News app. Coughing, wheezing, sinus pressure, the list goes on. Spring allergies feel bad enough for people with nasal congestion and asthma symptoms, but one doctor is trying to determine if aspirin may be making symptoms worse. For some people with aspirin-exacerbated respiratory disease, it can be a challenging and long road to diagnosis. Patients who have horrible asthma also have nasal polyps, and they're allergic to aspirin. The research aims to find a quicker way to properly diagnose people to get them the right treatment. And Medicare has dramatically increased its spending on Ozempic and similar diabetes drugs. The Kaiser Family Foundation study found that Medicare spent $5.7 billion on Ozempic and other diabetes drugs in 2022. That is up from $57 million in 2018. The medications have become hugely popular for people to lose weight and control diabetes. Medicare recently announced it would cover Wegovy and people fighting their weight and who have heart disease.
A new expansion of Medicaid benefits will help thousands of veterans in North Carolina. North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is helping veterans with Medicaid get SNAP, federal food benefits. Veterans who are enrolled in Medicaid but not SNAP can expect a letter in the mail about the new expansion. It will also offer application assistance, and it's free to apply. Today, North Carolina Central University will shine a spotlight on black women in STEM careers. The university will host an event tonight in the Marytown Science Complex. Speakers will include four women who are leaders in their fields. They'll address the barriers and stigmas they face in the business world. The program gets started at 6 tonight.
We are heading to Durham to highlight our Teacher of the Week, Meek the Educator, inspired by her experience as a student.
Plus, there's a new Cadbury bunny that is not a bunny. We'll introduce you to the raccoon who took the title of 2024 Cadbury Bunny. Our Teacher of the Week said her experience as a student prompted her to become an educator.
WREL's Brian Schrader shows us how a Durham teacher is breaking the language barrier.
I'm going to say a word, and you're going to tell me all the phonemes you hear. Are you ready?
Maria Fugon was born in Mexico and came to the United States when she was in middle school.
And it was really hard starting school in a new country, the language barrier. I did not know what my teacher was saying. I didn't have teachers that looked like me. Very good. The next word is kick.
Kick. That experience led her to become a teacher. Fugon has been in education since 2009, and this is her second year at Glen Elementary School in Durham. One of Fugon's biggest goals is getting parents involved.
We tend to say that parents are not involved, but it's not because they don't want to. They don't know how to be involved. So I like to, you know, help them out that way.
Fugan was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2022, but earlier this year, she learned that she's now in remission. Fugan says her students have been a big part of the healing process. Listen to what one boy told her just a few days ago.
Miss Fugan, when I was coming to this country, I was really scared. And I said, why were you scared? He said, because of the language, the English. But I understand you. So that was just, you know, it's just a way of knowing that I'm at the right place and doing the right thing.
Applause. Let's clap our hands for Miss Fugan. Hello. Congratulations.
In Durham, I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
If you'd like to nominate a teacher, go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Kat Campbell with our weather lesson of the day. Can everyone say rain?
Rain. We got a lot of it. I won't get too in-depth. We could go into full radar lessons, but this is the dual Doppler 5000 radar where you see the greens and the blues. That's where we've got some of the lighter rain, though it's still pretty steady, and we've got some yellow and orange showing up. That's where the rain's getting a bit heavier. You can see that moving through Halifax County into Northampton County and a bit closer to Siler City right now. All this rain's going to be moving up into Virginia over the next couple of hours, and we've got a few spotty showers left behind on the south side of this wave, but we've got another wave coming tonight and then another one after that and another one after that. So we're not done with rain chances just yet by any means. 52 in Durham, a pretty chilly rain there at the DBAP. 52 Dix Park in Raleigh and 64, a completely different feel in Fayetteville where the rain has stopped for a little while. And this band moves out. So rain chances are going down a little bit as we get toward 2, 3, 4 o'clock, but they're going to be going right back up. And then the heavy rain arrives tonight after dinner time, or even heavier rain compared to what we've seen today. It's all because this front has stalled out across central North Carolina. It is stuck, and it's going to act like a highway for these waves of rain to develop and track along this front. It also helps to lift the air and generate more showers. So we'll continue to see showers tonight, heavier rain expected, and that will last into tomorrow morning's commute. I would expect the commute tomorrow morning to be quite slow and quite messy with heavy rain. But we see the rain continue to push east by midday into the afternoon. We begin to dry out, and then tomorrow night we clear out. Friday, we've got high pressure building in, and that means we've got sunshine, dry weather returning as we start the weekend. Saturday afternoon, we've got a southwest wind. That's going to drive our highs back into the 70s again. And then for Sunday, we're watching a front in Virginia that could bring some rain there. So we've got a small chance for rain as that gets closer to a Sunday night. But during the day, if you do have any Easter plans, it looks pretty nice outside. Easter weekend looking good. Friday, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Saturday, 75 and 80 degrees on Sunday. Sunday. It will be fairly breezy for the weekend, but great for any egg hunts that you have going on Sunday. It'll be around 57 at 8 a.m., 74 by lunchtime for Easter Sunday. This is the Easter Bunny there. Pretty happy about the forecast. We've just got to get through the next 24 hours of rain chances and heavier rain. Don't forget the flood watch is in effect until 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. We could continue to see some issues out there. Not necessarily widespread issues, but there could be some localized flooding or even some flash flooding overnight. Upper 60s for Friday. As we get into the weekend, we get even warmer thanks to our west-southwest wind. And then we've got the Bulls game on Tuesday. We're going to be watching that forecast very closely. We'll have today's top stories coming up right after this.
We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we are following for you today. Classes have resumed at Grays Creek High School after it was put on lockdown this morning. School officials say it happened after a disturbance involving a teen student and his father. School sources tell us the student made a shooting threat but did not have a weapon. The teen and his father were taken to the sheriff's office.
And right now, family and friends are holding a funeral service for a woman who was shot to death during a custody exchange for her niece. Police say Emily Steinhoff was killed on March 17th in Smithfield after driving her sister to pick up her 14-month-old niece. The baby's father, Dorian Thomas, is accused of shooting Steinhoff during the exchange. He is charged with murder.
North Carolina driver's license offices will now require appointment confirmations. When appointments are reserved online, people will get a text message and email with a confirmation link. They'll need to click that link within 15 minutes or the appointment will be canceled. Customers will need to confirm again 4 days before their appointment. It comes after more than 33% of appointments were no-shows in February.
We we're just one day away from the men's Sweet 16, and all three Triangle teams made the cut. WREL's Pat Welter will follow the Tar Heels to California, and Chris Lee will be in Dallas with NC State and Duke. The games start tomorrow. That's when UNC takes on Alabama in L.A. at about 9:39 Eastern time. On Friday night, NC State plays Marquette. Tip-off is 7:09 for that one. And it's Duke against Houston after that at about 9:39. Our live coverage starts this afternoon on WREL.
10 fire, police, and EMS departments from our area are taking a swing at adversities that plague some military veterans and first responders. It's the Battle of the Badges. It'll start April 12th. The Fuquay Varina Fire Department and Garner Police Department will be the first to face off. Games will be held in Holly Springs at Ting Stadium. Tickets are $5, and money raised will go to Shields and Stripes. You can find game times and tickets on hollyspringsnc.gov.
A not-so-typical bunny won the 2024 Cadbury Bunny Contest. This is Louie the Raccoon from Miami, Florida. Louie is the first raccoon to take the title. The two-year-old mammal captured the hearts of fans on Instagram who voted in that bracket competition. Louie was rescued by his owner in 2021 after being deemed unfit to live in the wild. And now he raises money for wildlife rescues by creating art using his toes. He'll be featured in next year's Cadbury Bunny tryout commercial.
Our pet of the day is the Goldilocks of cats. She's just right. Meet Olive from Cat Angels Pet Adoptions. She's very sweet and easygoing girl who loves everyone. She gets along great with other mild-mannered cats, well-behaved dogs, and children. She's a snuggler and loves to be around people. And while she loves to play, she isn't too high energy. Olive is such a great girl and ready for her forever home. If you'd like to meet her, just fill out an application on the Cat Angels website.
Another bizarre twist in the story of Bob the Cat. A cat missing for 10 years found in Fuquay Varina was supposed to go home to Kansas. Why he still has not left North Carolina, that's coming up at 4. And NBC News Daily is coming up next on WREL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can get breaking news updates anytime with our WREL News app. We'll keep an eye on the weather for you. Have a great day.
Keep watching WREL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.